In your estimation, what are the biggest issues affecting the Western Slope?
Well, the most important one by far and away, and it's related to all the others, is economic inequality and the lack of economic opportunity.
And can you tell me about your experience in politics?
I was a citizen activist in Steamboat Springs, especially working with the ranching community on land and water conservation issues. Mm-hmm. Then in 2006, I ran for county commissioner and won by 60.9%. In 2010, I ran again, and the Republicans didn't put anyone up against me. Then in 2012, I ran for the Colorado House of Representatives. I won that election very handily. I was reelected again in 14, and in 2016, I won with 60.7% of the vote. So my experience is that I've actually legislated.
Persuade me that the Democrats have a chance at taking Scott Tipton's seat.
Oh, we will take Scott Tipton's seat.
Why?
Scott Tipton has voted against our people in the third CD time and time again, whether it's agriculture, whether it's transportation, whether it's energy, and of course, worst of all, he has voted really continuously to either transfer or to actually sell to the highest bidder our public lands.
You're running as a Democrat. What does it mean to you to be a Democrat these days?
It means that you care about people's living wage, you care about their health care, that you believe in investing in people and infrastructure.
Are you advocating for more government spending?
Not more government spending, but we haven't spent. That's the problem. The analogy would be with your house. If you haven't invested in your roof, in your plumbing, et cetera, if you put it off, you're going to have to invest something or the house is going to fall apart.
As you've traveled around the state talking to potential voters, what have you heard? What have people told you?
People have repeatedly told me that they're very, very concerned with the rollback of civil rights and human rights. People have also told me that they're seeing increasing economic inequality and that their kids don't have the kinds of opportunities that they had. And that's just not fair. And that is, of course, one of the main reasons I'm running for the U.S. Congress. I want to help fix that.